Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No soul to my backbone. Backbone. At home. Yeah. Yeah, them girl back home. They ain't got no soul.
Another, got a side piece, meet a mother. Got an eyes peeped on your brother. I don't need to think that she love you. Now you all in your feelings. She ain't even got a soul. Now you all in your phone. Making posters and shit. She don't need punches and shit. Better have a backbone. For them girl back home. Yeah, them girl back home. They ain't got no soul. Too much backbone. Nigga at home. She don't pick up the phone. Nah, she don't pick up the phone.
Song doing his thing.
Once again, it's DJ Beef Stew and Beef Stew Radio. I want y'all to follow me, capital letters, Beef Stew Radio, the number 11. Also, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you want to follow me on Facebook.com, go to Facebook.com/DJ Big Stew, and you can also follow me on Instagram, you know, Beef Stew 110. Now, like I told y'all, man, shout out to everybody. You listen to us on College Underground Radio. You listen to us on TuneIn. You listen to us on iHeartRadio. You're about ready to start listening to us on Pandora. And you also get ready to see us on Bump TV. But the biggest thing that's going on right now, come March 2019, we will be on. We will have our own Roku channel. You know what I mean? So you will be able to see us. Today I got the dogs in the studio with me today. I came in the studio with my dogs. So if y'all hear a little barking in the background, that's my two Akitas, you know, my two Japanese Akitas and all that. But once again, man, everything is going good. Donald Trump is going crazy with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? It's going crazy with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. Like, Donald Trump is on some BS. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Like I said, we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sitting here. I'm putting my food on the side. I'm digging in. I'm looking at some stuff. Looking at some, you know, papers and all that. But what I want to talk to y'all about is Michael Cohen is going to testify in front of the House Committee on Donald Trump. Now that's going to be really, really big and really, really, because that's going to be the same thing what Homeboy did to Nixon. One of his men just said, forget it, went to the House Committee and broke down. So Donald Trump and broke down and said everything. So now what Michael Cohen going to do, whatever, I don't know what day they decide to do it, but whatever Michael Cohen do, that's going to be really, really big. And not to mention that they already found out that Donald Trump, you know, the Russian lady that got caught, the Russian lawyer, she squealed crazy. You know what I mean? She let them know that they was changing poll results. All right, they were changing poll results. That's crazy for them to be changing poll results. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? When I say poll results, they taking data from the polls and they was giving it to them. And that's bugged. That's truly, truly bugged. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? They taking data for like, let's just say. Let's say Joe Biden. Dude, if he had a 50% black people in the polling that was wanting to vote for him or felt his issues was stronger, what they would do is give it to the Russian people, and the Russian people would then throw some trolling and some fake stuff, you know, to combat that and to bring your numbers down. And that was crazy. They was doing that. They was actually giving the Russian people our poll numbers, giving another foreign country number our research. You know, like, they got people that go around and research and come to interview. Now, I want to ask y'all this, all of y'all out there. Have you ever been polled? Well, I think we got the homie in the building right now. Let's holler at him. Yo, Beef Stew Radio, welcome to the show. Who this?
It's the one and only. This Lil Drake.
Hey, what up, fam? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Playboy. Thank you for coming through, man.
Man, thank you guys for having me. For real, that's love.
Man, it ain't nothing, man. We sorry. We seen that we had you on there, man. We just playing a song. We didn't get to get to you, but we sorry for that little delay. But we glad you called back, man. We really are. Thanks for that.
It's all good. I appreciate you guys, man.
Now, I want you to let the people know where you're calling from, Dre.
Hey, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure y'all holler at me.
All right. Now, how long you been doing your thing in the hip-hop business?
Man, I've been doing music since 2001, man. I've been at it for a good little minute now. Decades.
Now, you know, Atlanta right now is like the Motown of hip hop. You know what I mean? So I want to ask you what you feel like you're going to bring different, because there's so many artists that are coming out of Atlanta right now. What you feel you're going to bring different to the game?
Yeah, definitely, man. I definitely think I am different, just in like my lyricist, in general. A lot of times when people kind of think of Atlanta music, they kind of think the trap, which we are known for, and things like that. But a lot of times, just like really just being a good MC and being able to incorporate that within the trap music, that's what I think I do different, and that's what I think I do to kind of get my people, you know, behind me like the car.
Now, it was Bug, you just said MC. Brothers rarely use that word in 2019, 2018. I mean, they stopped using MC like 2008. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to hear somebody say MC, because that means you all about
exactly.
your lyrical skills and more about just making a track. You know what I'm saying? Because MC
exactly.
definitely be on skill on some skill set joint.
Yeah, and that's definitely me, man. I mean, even like I said, when I first begun doing it, you know what I'm saying? I was always lyrical with it. Like, I always had to make it make sense, but also make it catchy. I just never been a basic guy when it came to the music.
No doubt. Now, you got a joint on your joint called Switch. I really like that joint. What was the inspiration behind that?
Man, you know what? I had got a lot of love behind that record when I first brought it out on SoundCloud. I think for me, with the Switch song, it's kind of crazy. I was actually out of town on a business trip, and I used to kind of hang with some guys who I used to rap with, you know, back in the day, kind of doing the music and things like that. But, you know, with the music, you got to invest in yourself. And then, like, a lot of times when people see you move in a certain way, they think you're acting funny versus you just really trying to better yourself. So I had a lot of people to actually switch up on me. Just because they felt like I should have been financing them, you know, versus them actually out hustling, getting their own. So, I mean, I just need people on my team who will never switch. And that's how I'm moving.
That's crazy, because I know about that. Like, I've been through that 100 times myself, you know what I mean? So I know what you're saying on that. That's crazy. That's what that is, because I can relate to that.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about, man, keeping it loyal.
So no doubt. So we're going to get into that. We got him in the building. Now, I want you to tell the people how to pronounce your name, because I spelled it wrong. But now I want to make sure I'm saying it right, because you took the L out. So to me, it's like some hood, like Lil Dre, but maybe I'm saying it wrong.
But so you're actually right. Let me tell you what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, you're not the first. If I could count on my hands, man, everybody who gets that wrong. Everybody's wrong. But that was my form of being unique, because, like, my full name is DeAndre. So people always call me Dre. And, you know, we got Dr. Dre. Shout out to the legend. You know, really trying to get to his level one day. That's my goal. But and my whole essence of it, you know, I didn't want to put L-I-L, because at the end of the day, I'm a big dog. So I didn't want to say Lil Dre, you know. So I kind of just took the L off for one. You know, going back to my roots, you know, I got people in Mississippi, you know, that country lingo. So I just took the L off. And it's like a quick way when you say it. So it's like Lidre.
Lidre,
so like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
all right.
But yeah, man, I want to be different with it. So that's how I came with it.
And, you know, it's crazy, like, people in Harlem, everybody in Harlem got roots down south, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people down south migrated to Harlem. That's what Harlem is made of, you know what I mean? Hello? Oh, I think my man Lil Dre dropped on us. So what we're going to do is play his joint till he come back, because I just seen, I think he just dropped on us. So we're going to play his joint to, and we're going to try to get him back on the line. All right, Beef Stew Radio, let's do it. This is that Switch.
They ain't never switched. Got some people on my team, they ain't never switched. Got some people on my team, they ain't never switched.
I ain't talking about you, you done switched up. I ain't talking about you, you done switched up.
Kill so many rappers, now the more I wanna sponsor. I'm coming for blood like Blake, Sonya. And y'all couldn't stop my shit with a plunger. Harder than I ever came. Yo, bitch dumb is Mary Jane, Damon Wayne. All about my wife and kid, that's major pain. Realest nigga underground, railroad forces. Cash that's your mentality. I can't let you short me. This is where I belong. Don't try to deport me. Big dog, take your bone. You a Yorkie. Got it from the mud. Dirt plus water. Respect me, hate me. All in that order. Fuck a broke bitch, cause I can't afford her. You don't wanna fuck with me. I can't explore her, I just deep throat her. Then I send her back to the streets. I got some people on my team, they ain't never switch. They ain't never switch, they ain't never switch. Got some people on my team, they ain't never switch. They ain't never switch, they ain't never switch.
I ain't talking about you, you done switched up. You done switched up, you done switched up. I ain't talking about you, you done switched up. You done switched up, you done switched up.
Ain't nobody safe, but my bros, they straight. They know when I get the fix, we can all get a break. This is icing on the cake, I ain't shookin' on shake. Mama waiting on me, and I'm waiting on faith. Had a few good nights, and a lot of bad days. Couple bills past due, but we still okay. I'm a workaholic man, I don't work in no play. Couple niggas switched up, but I don't ever say, yeah. You ain't coming like I'm coming, that's your bitch. She did me for free, cause I don't trick on no tricks. You with me or against me, nigga, and that's it. Reddit and flow, you can join the blade list. You ain't who you say you was, that's a catfish. Old friends disappear, that's magic. If it ain't about the money, my nigga, just have it. I'm making moves, you niggas in traffic. Got some people on my team, they ain't never switch. They ain't never switch, they ain't never switch. Got some people on my team, they ain't never switch. They ain't never switch, they ain't never switch.
I ain't talking about you, you done switched up. You done switched up, you done switched up. I ain't talking about you, you done switched up. You done switched up, you done switched up.
That's a nice, catchy chorus, fam. That chorus is definitely catchy, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it, man, for real.
Nah, definitely. I'm going to be real with you. I was humming that joint all day. Word. I listened to it when you sent it, and then I played it in the whip, and next thing you know, I'm bumping that joint. I'm like, okay. You know? No doubt.
Yeah,
now, who were some of the people who influenced you, like, who you saw growing up that made you want to do this hip-hop thing?
Definitely Lil Wayne, man. I was a big Wayne fan. You already know back in like the 2000s, he was definitely like on a whole another level. But so definitely Lil Wayne. I kind of looked up to him, and then I want to say Jay-Z on the business mindset. I always kind of rock with the way Jay-Z kind of handled his business. So them two together, like, definitely just gave me that mindset and just made me want to kind of just push for a little harder. Now, as I began to grow in my career, you know, just keeping that, anybody who's really lyrical with it, like, you know, Drake, Big Sean, Big Crit, you know, those kind of people who just really, really spin the J. Cole, can't forget him, those are the people that really just keep me going in it.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you now, a lot of artists, some of them be, you know, when they not being artists, they got so many different things they be. Like, sometimes they be directors, some, you know, doing films, they be doing clothes, they got wine companies. You know, the hip-hop game is so, you know, you could, you know, you start off with your record, but you branch off into the business. Especially, I know you see Love and Hip-Hop in Atlanta. A lot of them got their own businesses other than rapping. Do you have something other than that you do other than when you're not rapping? What's your day like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So currently right now, man, I'm actually a manager for T-Mobile. I know everybody familiar with T-Mobile. So I'm actually a store manager for T-Mobile. And then actually, too, I do a lot of writing as well for, like, R&B artists on the side, indie artists and stuff like that. Shout out to RJ Brady. He's an up-and-coming artist from Atlanta as well that I do a lot of writing for. And then also, too, I'm getting into the photography business a little bit. So things of that nature, just anything dealing with the media. I've also done a few video shoots for a few independent artists. So I'm doing it all, man. Just anything dealing with the media outlet, I'm trying to be involved in. Like you said, to always have that franchise and be able to move somewhere else.
No. Now, how did you hook up with Bigger Rankin? How did y'all hook up together, Team Rankin?
I met I met Big Rank and OG probably about maybe about 3 years ago, actually. I went to his listening party he was doing for an artist, and I was able to kind of get my record spun or whatever, and I met him through Blocks from Blocks Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of networked from there, and I always wanted to work with him, but I'm the type of dude that I know money, I know the business, it runs off money, because at the end of the day, you know, nobody works for free, and I never like to ask for out. So I'm the type of person, I respect your price. I can either get your price, or I can either wait till I get your price. If I really want to do business with you, that's how I get down. So like, the thing with me and Bigger, we had already kind of like talked about, you know, just kind of some figures or whatever and things in that nature. And he kind of respected my grind, so I kind of just waited till I got my bag right like I wanted to. And, you know, Rap Juggernaut, Kingpin, who's actually his right-hand man, that's who I really connected through him with. We just kind of hooked up like last month, and ever since then, we've been promo heavy. Like, we everywhere, Vertigo TV, you know, Audio Mac, everywhere, YouTube, iTunes, Spin Realist, Shazam, anything you can name, we out there. So that's how I'm moving right now.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Shout out to the Vertical family, man. Shout out to Ike Jules and all of them out there. Vertical definitely doing their thing. Now, being a, you know, you are, like I said, once again, Atlanta rapper, like, do you see yourself, like, who you see yourself working with if you could work with somebody? Like, who's out there that you would put on your next project, whether it's a producer, it's a singer, or a rapper, male or female, who's out there that you wouldn't mind working with?
Kind of like, as far as the producer-wise, I'm really feeling a lot of stuff that, Tay Keith, I like a lot of stuff he's doing right now. I'm really, really rocking with him. I want to work with Tasha Couture. I don't know if I'm familiar with her, but she's getting real big now, and she's female producer, so I respect her, like, so much. Like, she goes so hard.
Yeah, she's doing
her thing. So I definitely want to work with her. That's actually in my six-month plan of motion right now, to have a track produced by her within the next 6 months.
Did she do something for Jay-Z?
You said what now?
Did she do something for Jay-Z, if I'm correct, or somebody like that?
I want to believe she did, man, because she just really out there. Like, she made that print now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's not too many people she haven't worked with. And then as far as artists, man, this is going to sound real crazy because he slept on a lot, but he's just somebody I really like. I kind of feel his soul through his music, Wild Fan Lucci.
Okay.
I rock with him a whole lot because I kind of feel like we on that melodic truth. Like, we kind of got that same. I feel like we kind of vibe alike. So definitely him. I mean, I can name goats all day, like Drake and all of them, you know, but just people. My thing is, you know, yes, you can work with a big person, you know, like Drake, but I want to work with somebody who's trying to be big, because at the end of the day, I'm on the same agenda that they're on, and they're going to respect me a little bit more. So that's how I feel.
Got you. Now, you got the joint Regardless, man. What was the inspiration when you did that song?
Oh, man. I mean, it's just like, I had some real life situations, so I guess I could just say life, man. Like, everything I said in the song is true. I kind of had like a family member to betray me, you know. Just kind of thinking about the struggle to where I am now. Like, a lot of times when I make music, I want my artists to understand nothing. If they understand nothing else, that everything I say in my song has actually happened or has happened. You know, I'm not going to talk about dripping and chains hanging because I don't have that yet. Now, when I do have that, I may talk about it. But the things I'm actually speaking on, it's really what I'm going through or what I've been through. So I'm really letting people into my life. So as far as that Regardless track, I had just came out with the Nobody song that I got the video out on YouTube right now. And, you know, after making that Nobody song, it kind of put me in a role of Regardless, because at the end of the day, if you ain't got nobody, you got to get it on your own regardless. You got to do what you got to do for you. So I just kind of took that and I kind of just ran with it.
No doubt. So we got him in the building, y'all. I'm trying to say Lil Dre. My man Lil Dre in the building. We got him in the building all the way from ATL. We live from Harlem, Beef Stew Radio. We going to get into this joint just regardless, y'all. Let's do it.
I'm saying, I'm going to think right here. I see a lot of broke-ass niggas around here with that weak shit. We ain't got no money. Your partner got money, man. You broke. nigga. When it's time to pay your rent, you gotta call a nigga. When it's time you get an outfit, you gotta call a nigga. Nigga, you one argument away from being homeless, nigga. Y'all broke ass nigga, stop that wee shit, trying to weed hoes out and twist it. Oh yeah, we on, baby, we doing this, we doing this. Nah, nigga, your butt on, your butt doing this, your butt doing that. Get your own, nigga. Broke ass nigga, what wrong with y'all, nigga, man? Go get you some money, nigga. Quit worrying about the net, nigga, money. Oh, you in competition with a nigga, with another nigga, money. Don't let that fly out your head. Fuck, nigga, go get your bread, nigga.
I had a couple hundreds in my bank account. Nothing much to go and brag about. It's a lot of niggas I can't hang around. Like my volume too loud, they gon' bring me down. My mama had 7 of us. It's a kitchen table like 11 of us. Barely got along, we bout to stab each other. Father never home, we had to daddy together. We was sharing shoes, sharing clothes. My younger bro thought we was sharing hoes. Nigga tried to hit my baby mama, and this ain't even my late drama. I'm never complaining cause nobody listen. Don't bring to the table, get out of my kitchen. I'm always deserving a big piece of chicken. I feed my family, they do the dishes. Kept us together like Stable and Stitches. Can't worry about you cause I'm focused on riches. I'm about my business, you over the bitchin'. Need money like black people needing their chicken. You thought you made it, we stop you and bitchin'. Look at their faces, I got their attention. Give me my money, no fucking extensions. I'm knocking down doors, fuck who with the interest. I'ma get mine regardless. I'ma get mine
singles, and I'll tell you why. So my last mixtape I put out was actually Room 229. That's mm-hmm. on SoundCloud right now. So if you guys in the SoundCloud, y'all can definitely go check that out. That's Room 229. So right now what I'm doing a big campaign just kind of like based on singles right now. So I'm kind of just dropping nothing but singles. I'm dealing with a lot of different producers right now, just trying to get my networking on. And that takes me right now, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that's the smart thing to do now, because being that the way the game has changed with iTunes, Spotify, and Pandora and all that stuff, you know, cats is just dropping singles now. There was a point in time where everybody used to run to go get their mixtape out. Now I speak to a lot of artists, and everybody's just like, now I'm just going to drop as many singles out until I feel, you know what I'm saying, until I feel that they're ready to buy my album. And that's the smart thing to do, you know what I mean? That's really smart.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you now, being an independent artist, man, what you find is the hardest thing for you out there? And if you could change something, this is a two-part question. What do you find is the hardest thing being an independent artist, and what is one of the main things that you would change if you could change, if you had the power to?
I think right now the hardest thing is just like, I want to say just marketing, man. And I go into marketing just based on, I got a lot of experience on it. Like, the game, like you said, it's changed so much. You know, at one point, I think that you kind of knew you know, who to go to, but now everybody's doing it. So with everybody doing it, you got a lot of scammers out there. You got a lot of janky promoters out there. Like, you got so much going on that a lot of times you can get put in a bad position, because over like a year and a half ago, I actually got scammed. And I lost about $2,000 just over, you know, a business deal going wrong. So just off of marketing tips. So I think like right now it's just so hard for a lot of artists to really just know how to go about their marketing, because it's to the point where everybody just in it for the money. Nobody's really in it for the art anymore.
Yeah, and you know, and you are so right, because, you know, even as a DJ and on the radio, I got scammed before. I got scammed recently. I'll be ready to shout the dude out, but I ain't going, you know, they give you the little scams. You got to really take your, you know, it's messed up, because artists work hard with their music, and they work hard putting their stuff together and going to the studio, mixer and mastering, and then when you finally get your product together and ready to, you know, get it out there to the people, you got some for these fake promoters that tell you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you give them $500, $600, $700, even $1,000, and see no results, man. And they don't even understand how far that take a cat like you, or even though, you know, a cat like you, that take y'all back, because y'all done bust your butt with full excitement to put out an album, and for a cat to do that. And that was done to me as a producer and me as the manager of a couple of artists. And this cat, you know, he was claiming he was down with Def Jam. He was claiming all this stuff. Turned out to be the biggest fake dude in the world, man. But I know.
Yeah, man, it was definitely a learning curve for me. I mean, not even recently, I got sent in an email, you know, from supposed to be a record label. So I think like just now knowing that you're getting that so much, it's like not only do you have to have talent. I tell anybody that I know that's doing music, you definitely not only have to know the business, you have to know how to like know what is the business, because so much faking is going on. But anything I could change, I definitely think right now it would just be kind of like, I would probably change the standards. Cause I think a lot of times, like as an artist, a true artist at that, you know, you see so many cats getting on, and I respect them. It's a hustle at the end of the day. I get it, you know, but to some people it's actually a career, and you see so many people getting on from doing the craziest thing. Like I can go outside and fall in a hole, and if I make a song about me falling off a hole and they put that video on Worldstar, now I'm famous. A lot of fell in a hole and made a song. So I think it's just the standards, man, the standards for the talent search. I would change that if I could.
No doubt. Now, 2 years from now, man, where would you like to be at? In 2 years from now, if you had to, you know, had the choice, where would you like to be at?
I would definitely want to be well known. In my city, I still got a lot of work to do out here in Atlanta. I think actually this year I'm really getting around to the point where I'm kind of touching a whole lot of hands, and the year's just started, so I got so much time to go, and I'm not taking that one day for granted. So within the next 2 years, I just plan on having a much broader fan base, really collecting revenue as an independent artist, because at the end of the day, you know, getting a record deal, yes, that would be nice, but I wouldn't mind making my money independent, just because I kind of feel like I kind of know what vision I want to go on. So really just increasing my fan base and revenue, man. That's why I want to see myself at 2 years from now.
No doubt. Now, if there's a kid out there, like I said, that's out there, that's saying, yo, I like his style, I like everything, I like his music, what advice could you give him?
I mean, just being honest, I would just say, if you're going through anything relating to what I'm going through, man, just if you haven't even been there yet, you know, just kind of take it and try to learn from it, because once again, like I said, everything I'm making, you know, making the music about is definitely a true event. So I mean, if you're feeling my music, one or two things: either you've been through it before, or you could see yourself possibly going through it. So that means you're relating to it. I don't think you listen to it just because, you know, it sounds good. I think it would have to kind of catch you in some kind of sense. So, you know, just learn from my mistakes, man, and we're going to grow together as a people.
No doubt. Now, is there anything out there that you want the people to know that I might not have touched up on, man? Is there anything that you want the world to know? Tell them right now.
Definitely, man. First of all, shout out to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Beast Dude Radio. He definitely gave y'all a treat. He definitely gave y'all a treat. He broke that regardless a day before time. So shout out to him, man, because he's a real GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate him for dropping that regardless. That is popping off tomorrow. It'll be free download on SoundCloud. And then if you haven't, check out the Nobody video on YouTube, shot by Lil Sam World. It's going up. And just thank you guys for everything you do. I'm on Instagram at Lil Dre, the rapper. That's L-I-D-R-E, the rapper, T-H-E-R-A-P-P-E-R. So please follow me. I do follow back. So, I mean, respect, man.
No doubt. Now, speaking of the Nobody joint, that's the hit that's bumping right now. What was the inspiration behind that? We about ready to get into that.
So, we came home, and I was kind of like going through some things with my kid's mother. You know, I don't use that term baby mama like everybody else do. Mm-hmm. And my kid's mother was kind of going through some things, and, you know, I just kind of started reflecting on my life. And it's just like you say, I started looking back and saying to myself, you know, what did I see myself for? You know, everything that I'll sacrifice. I just started looking at my whole life story, man, and I started realizing that, you know, sometimes as a person, when you got a good heart, you find yourself helping so many people, but then you look back at yourself and be like, man, who's really better help me? And I just started feeling like majority of my situations, nobody was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started feeling like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm tired of sacrificing to make everybody else happy. For once, I'm going to sacrifice to make me happy. I'm going to do what I got to do for me. And, you know, if nobody is there, I'm going to do this for me. And I just kind of came about it just like that. I'm going to get this money out by myself. I don't need nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lil Dre, man, Lil Dre, thank you for coming through, man. You definitely got a home here, man. If you ever make it to Harlem, we want to get you up on a TV show, man. So stay in touch with me. If you get up to New York,
definitely,
man, we definitely got to get you on the TV show. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I respect, man. Thank you, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all the real MVP, for real.
Man, we appreciate that. So this is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to get into this hot joint. This is the hit record, Nobody. Once again, we thank the homie for coming through. We're going to keep on kicking it, Beast Through Radio. But this is Nobody by my man Lil Dre. And we thank the homie for coming through. Let's do it, y'all.
Nobody.
Lil Dre.
Nobody. 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 Nobody.
Mark at the
heel. I'ma get this money all by myself. I don't need nobody. Came out the cooch all by myself. I didn't have
nobody.
Streets don't love you, man. You really can't trust
nobody.
That bitch gon' turn on you. I promise she ain't nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody listens. You need to gang with you. It's nobody with me. I changed a thing or two. Now you rocking with me. Oh, now you believe in me. You niggas on Ripley. You know how I'm coming. One shit of tear, that's some peel in the onion. I call a studio, little baby dungeon. I'm on my shit like a plunger, man, plunging. All of this work got a mountain to some. Chasing the bag, I'm constantly running. Take care of my fam if I don't do nothing. Wanted to quit, they say I'm not done. That's when my partner said, boy, you the one. You niggas to love from me. Now it's drinks and drugs for me. If you got my ex, you not a threat. You can't do nothing with me. I get the cheese, I get the bread. Looking like Ross for me. You get some lights, you get some beers. I call it stunning for free. Solo with the hustle. Trust no nigga, couldn't trust my own brother. Downside boy, yeah, I came from the struggle. But selling hot tamales out the trunk was a hustle. Yeah. And it's nobody still. I'ma get this money all by myself, I don't need
nobody.
Came out the cooch all by myself, I didn't have
nobody.
Streets don't love you, man, you really can't trust
nobody.
That bitch gon' turn on you, I promise she ain't nobody.
Nobody,
nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody,
nobody, nobody.
Can't nobody do me but me. Told a bitch don't fuck for free. Cancel that, she ain't fucked a D. Bitch that offended me. I got a whole lot of money to get. Call me Huggins, I'm all over this shit. Food stamp, baby, fuck with the wig. Came up, but I never forget. Hustle by myself, all I know. Seven kids, I was sleeping on the floor. Wind blowing all through the door. Tell my mama, mama no more. Daddy wasn't around, he was gone. Mama raised us on her own. So I walk these streets alone. When it's handed by the song. Who gon' hustle like me?
Nobody.
Who gon' get it like me?
Nobody.
Who gon' give me what I need?
Nobody.
Nobody. I'ma get this money all by myself, I don't need nobody. Came out the cooch all by myself, I didn't have nobody. Streets don't love you, man, you really can't trust nobody. That bitch gon' turn on you, I promise she ain't nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody,
nobody, nobody.
Niggas in they water whipping, 8 bombs to a quarter flipping. Got the Pyrex standing in the kitchen, trying to get a Rich Porter ticket and send them things up to Mississippi. It's official, then it's coming back. Serve it raw, uncut. Fuck around and have a heart attack. I'm calling plays like the quarterback. Make them things rat a tat tat. You ain't really sold drugs, young blood. Now I won't run a front of pack. I make it bounce like a jumping jack. That ain't real, nigga. What is that? I had to go switch up the mojo. I'ma kick it like a dojo.
Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. East side, they be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
Big bells of the gas. You can smell it through the bag. Trash bags of the white girl. Turn the city to the white world. He the plug on the Zan. Whole things of the Percocet. And if you spinning by the band, he gon' show you what he working with.
Water whip, water whip. Like Gunner got drill. $50,000 watch on my wrist. All I rap about bricks. Running through the six with mall. Everyday nigga we ball. All I make is one phone call. My niggas come knock down walls. In my kitchen, water whipping dry whip bricks. In my clique ain't number real niggas and convicts. I fall off, I start selling niggas dummy bricks. Jewel King, cause I masterminded street shit.
Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. East side, they be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
All my niggas trapping like a fool. Selling straight white, that parole. The animals, they come fresh out the school. I swear I'm missing money, he gon' shoot. You come with beef, we eat it like some food. Don't step on work, cause we ain't got no shoes. My young boys fucked around and made the news. They repossessed their houses and their coops.
Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. East side, they be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
Big bells of the gas. You can smell it through the bag. Trash bags of the white girl. Turn the city to the white world. He the plug on the Zan. Whole things of the Percocet. And if you spinning by the band, he gon' show you what he working with.
A whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get them! Wait, I see a whole lot of fronting. A whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get them!
Talking about
about they want this money. But when you get the money, everybody acting funny. Fuck them.
Smoking that la la la. Crept up in the place with the rat ta ta. Cali Cali. Smoking that la la la. Crept up in the place with that rat ta ta.
Hands in the air.
I just wish my nigga Chinks was here to see me now. Ask about the ladies, got my number on redial. See me on your TV, on my wrist, BB down. Gotta say my name when you come to the city now. Kill them for no Fiji water, we in Fiji now. Pardon me, block still a part of me. South Bronx, mic check, 1-2, it's start of me. Mark Buchanan to Mark Cuba, nigga. From cameras to cannons, all shooting, nigga.
Wait, I see a whole lot of frontin', a whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get em! Wait, I see a whole lot of frontin', a whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get em!
I love it.
Talking about they want this money, but when you get the money, everybody acting funny. Fuck them.
I love it.
Smoking that la la la. Crept up in the place with the rat ta ta. Cali Cali. Smoking that la la la. Crept up in the place with that rat ta ta. Bridges over, bridges over. Block full of timber wolves in the kitchen. How my man was over. Four Snoop kicked the building over. Hack dot six Grover. Way before you heard a hover. Forget slow, respect on my neck glow. Frankie Beverly Mays before I let go. Type of money get you right off a murder one. On a yacht, friends a rock, one a vertical. Frank Diamond, Frank Mueller, Frank Lucas, Frank Sejulis, movies, Jews with goofies.
Wait, I see a whole lot of frontin', a whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get em! Wait, I see a whole lot of frontin', a whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get em! Talking about they want this money, but when you get the money, everybody acting funny. Fuck them.